Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A little girl, her puffer jacket and how she floated calmly on her back with her arms outstretched are being credited as the main reasons tragedy was averted in the Dunleary Sea Rescue during Storm Kathleen in Dublin on Saturday. Now, thankfully, the little girl, who's thought to be around 7, was treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. So how should we speak to our very young children about water safety, and what do we need to know ourselves? I'm joined now by Rosie O'Regan, who's Education Officer with Water Safety Ireland, and John Doyle, who's head coach and founder of Poseidon Life Saving Club and a member of the Greystones Coast Guard Unit. John and Rosie, you're welcome to the programme. Rosie, I know you work with primary school children, and one of your core messages for them is to float like a star. So will you explain to us how you do that, how they get into that position?
I will. How are you doing, sir? Good morning. Of course, at first, I teach the PAWS programme. So that's our primary aquatic water safety in schools. And one of our key messages when we're teaching that programme in schools is to teach them to float like a star. So that's exactly like what you said. We teach the kids that if they're in a situation where they fall into the water or they get into trouble when they're in the water, that they can turn onto their back so that they are looking up to the sky, their head comes back and their arms and their legs come out nice and wide, and they in turn float like a star. So they're in their most buoyant position like that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you tell them about their ears? Because many people will know that young children get a bit freaked out when the ears go in. Should they worry about that?
We tend not to worry about that. I think what's important when you're talking to the small kids is that we keep the information or our key messages nice and short. So if they can remember, if they're in a situation like that, just all they have to do is float onto their back and put their hands out nice and wide and their legs out nice and wide. Kind of naturally in that position, you'll be nice and buoyant. So hopefully you'll be a little bit higher out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't really focus on too much more than that key message.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's the shock as well. If you're falling into, particularly into cold water, you know, how is your body going to react to that? And will you be able to calm yourself enough to get into that star position?
Well, that's it, of course. I mean, a lot of people don't realise we're now in some of our coldest seawater temperatures of the year. We're kind of 10 degrees at the moment, and it only really rises in Ireland up to 17 degrees. So of course, naturally, when you get in, you're going to have rapid breathing, anything like that. So, you know, by getting onto your back and floating like that, you really give yourself and kids have the opportunity to slow down the breathing and take control of the situation themselves.
Mm-hmm. John, I know you deal a lot with this in the work that you do in the life-saving course. Tell us more about cold water shock.
So cold water shock is what happens when the body is immersed in water. So a fellow called Mike Tipton, in conjunction with the RNLI in Portsmouth University, they were using research to try and find out why people drown. And what Mike did, he put very fit young people into cold water, pretty much around 10 degrees. These people knew they were getting into water. They were monitored. And what he saw was that their heart rate was spiking hugely. Blood pressure was going up. But actually, oxygen levels were falling because they were hyperventilating. And so what they came up with the idea is, how can we give them time? Because after about a minute, it goes right back down. Not quite normal, but it's much more manageable. So how can we give people time to get themselves, to get their heart rate down, to get their oxygen level back up? And it was the float to live, what they came up with. So what happens is, you, as Rosie was saying there, you lie on your back, you look at the roof, look at the sky, and you stay calm, and you're giving yourself that 1 minute. So after that, then you can nearly get yourself out of difficulty if you're not too far from shore, or you can call for help. And what happens normally is, when people do fall into water, they're not expecting it. So after bodyboarding and swimming, the next reason why people get into difficulty is actually walking. So they're not actually expecting to be in the water at all. So they get that gasping response and they fall in. They try to climb on the water, which it's Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. So if you climb up in the liquid, you will bob back down. And each time they bob, they're inhaling water. So after a certain amount of time, they'll inhale too much water, and 1.5 litres of seawater inhaled is actually fatal. So it is really important that they stay calm, as Rosie said, lie on their back and float to live.
Yeah, I mean, but it's that staying calm bit, that's the hard bit, right?
It's one thing knowing this. It's another thing practicing it. And so what we do with the kids is we do a lot of watermanship. So we put them in. So you can actually bob in the water with your face pointed at the roof and be your legs vertical in the water. And your body will want to float as long as you keep a little bit of oxygen in your lungs. It's like buoyancy. Mm-hmm. So trying to encourage people that. So even parents, when they're getting into the pool and they're playing with their kids, then go for them, have a go at floating in a swimming pool. So if you can float a little bit in a swimming pool, you can float a lot in the sea because the salt water will keep you a lot more buoyant. So it's really important. So it's one thing we say, the message is, okay, float to live. But a lot of parents bring their kids swimming. So have a bit of fun with them. Used to lie on your back together and have a competition who can stay floating the longest. So they themselves will get that feeling as parents if something ever happens to them, if they fall in.
Yeah, and Rosie, just coming back to, when an emergency happens, you know, we often see people who will try to help somebody who has fallen into the water, and those people can get into difficulties themselves. I know that was an element of what we saw at the weekend. What does Water Safety Ireland advise for anyone who might witness an incident happening?
Yeah, so again, you know, when I'm going into the schools, definitely a key message for us is that you never get into the water yourself. You know, that's likely to end up, like you said, two people in the water and the situation is worse. So we always firmly teach the kids, you know, for non-contact rescues. And it's something that when I go into the schools and I run programs, you know, we might have a bit of theory, and then we definitely go out and we practice these non-contact rescues using, you know, our public rescue equipment. So that's the ring buoys, and we would practice that with the kids.
But the advice is, do not go into the water. You try and reach in rather than getting in yourself.
Yes, don't get in. And then with our younger kids, so we would teach to stay safe. So staying safe spells out stay away from edges. So with our very small kids, they learn that acronym there. Mm-hmm. But yes, definitely not to get in yourself.
And John, we heard as well, as I mentioned at the beginning, about the puffer jacket and the role that played in the incident at the weekend. And I think probably like a lot of parents, I was mentally going through, you know, what coats do my children have? Should they have one of these coats? But really, we shouldn't be considering that as part of our water safety advice, should we? I mean, it was a fortunate coincidence.
No. Yeah, no. So with the research that they showed in Portsmouth, they show that the clothing that people have on will create a certain amount that will trap a bit of air as well. So, you know, the puffer jacket obviously would be a bit more airier. But the main thing is to not try to start taking things off, because that's going to make you sink in the water. Mm-hmm. So it's just make yourself nice and big, look at the roof, and worry about that at a later stage.
All right.
So it was great. It was well done to the guys in the RNLI there and the Coast Guard there in.
Absolutely. And
isn't it
great news that we're talking about somebody who is alive and well after that experience at the weekend? Rosie O'Regan and John Doyle, thank you both for joining us on the programme. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.